Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Let's go to Linda Kearns on Talk Radio 1210. Linda, do you have an Elvis slush fund in your office there? How did we get $1,000 for the morning show? That's impressive.
Well, because Greg Stocker asked for donations for the Children of Fallen Officers, and I would have just donated if he asked me. I mean, that's such an important cause, but then he promised that I could. He would play Elvis for a week on the bumper music, so I'm definitely holding him to that. So that's how that happened.
I'm representing Stocker. I'll be serving papers this afternoon on you, Linda.
But one other thing before we get to what I wanted to talk about. Dom, Rudy is not overrated. Irish. I believe blue and gold. My brother, my sister-in-law, my niece, my nephew, they all went to Notre Dame. And so I cannot have you maligning that great school. But we have way more important things to talk about, which is protectthevote.com. That is our website where we're recruiting people. And what I want your listeners to know, Dom, is I know there's a lot of noise out there about mail ballots, but more people vote at the polls on election day in Pennsylvania than vote by mail. And I need to recruit thousands of people to be in those polling places as poll watchers or poll workers if I can get them a position. And that is so important. So I need the listeners to go to protectthevote.com, take off work on election day, November 5th, and be available. Fight back. We don't need to be victims. The victims are the American people who are having to deal with Bidenomics and the chaotic border and everything that they have wrought. We don't need to be victims with this election. We need to win this election and change things.
The upside is every time that you're on, you told us, you see an uptick in people willing to do this. And after this, Linda, I couldn't agree more. You and Scott Presler are quite a tag team as far as things that people can do to be engaged. So how many people have you been able to recruit so far to volunteer?
Oh, I didn't look up those numbers. I can have them next time because I have people who handle that for me. So I can get that for you next time. But what I want your listeners to really, really think about, because people say, well, what good is it to sit in a polling place? So let's think about what's going on in America. We're at a point in time where there is a substantial number of Democrats that compare Trump to Hitler, and they call all Republicans fascists, which means they're calling me a fascist, they're calling you a fascist. And don't we want to watch those folks if they are the ones that are counting our ballots or running our polling places? Because that's the reality. Unfortunately, in Philadelphia and parts of Montgomery County, Chester County, Delaware County, it's all Democrats running the polling places, and it's mostly Democrats counting the ballots. And if someone really believes that Trump is Hitler, and unfortunately there are people like that out there, remember, Hitler killed 6 million people. And if you really and truly think that Trump and the Republicans are like Hitler, wouldn't you not have just an inclination to maybe side with Biden, but a moral duty and make decisions against Trump and for Biden? And that's what we're dealing with. Now, I'm not specifically accusing any one person of doing this, but if you look at just at human nature, humans are humans. And if they really think that Trump is that bad, they'll look at themselves as heroes if they're counting the ballots and not doing the right thing. And that's why we want to just be there to watch. And what I want to say to the election officials is in Republican-led counties, and we certainly have a lot of them in Pennsylvania, Democrats have the right to see what's happening. I just want the same treatment in these Democrat-led counties because we need to watch what's going on. I need you guys, and when I say you guys, I mean your listeners, to watch those guys. And that's why I need people to go to protectthevote.com. This has never been more important. And if you want to hit back about what happened yesterday, please sign up and take off from work on November 5th.
Yeah, exactly right, Linda. People are looking for things to do, and you have been on top of this, anticipating all this. It's not just at the polling place. It's after the votes, however they are processed, and you're involved. Can you tell us any updates on how the actual counting happens and how you have eyes and people on that?
So in every county, there's a place where the counting happens. Unfortunately, in Philadelphia, they still have those parade gates up. So our people have to stand behind parade gates. And I'm not guaranteeing that you can see a lot, but your presence there is so important. And for as much as people talk about mail balloting and counting of mail balloting and stolen elections, when push comes to shove, sometimes it's very difficult for me to have people in there and standing there. And the statute does allow me to have people in there. And I want to have as many people as I'm allowed to be in there watching, because I think the more eyes that are on the process, the more transparency, the less of a chance that there's going to be any shenanigans, any mischief and mayhem. And if you want to do something, if you want to fight back about that judicial hit job yesterday, that's what you can do. The left is coming for us. That was the message that I got. They didn't just hit Trump yesterday. They hit everybody like me who thinks like I do. They're coming for us and everything we hold dear. And we cannot be victims. We can turn this around by electing Trump. And I need people to sign up at protectthevote.com. It's as simple as that. And I'm not promising a really exciting day. It's not going to be an exciting day. Sometimes election work is sheer drudgery, but that's what's needed to win an election.
Not only that, people will feel we're trying to restore the idea in Pennsylvania that we're having a free election. This goes a long way to doing it. And Linda, I think an election, when you get down to it, it's going to be extremely close. I would even predict it'll be closer than the 80,000 votes the last time, probably under 50,000 votes, maybe under 20,000 votes. And we could imagine the potential, as you said, to take out Hitler if it's that close.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what they think of us. I mean, you were playing, I think, some clips earlier from those lunatics on The View. If you listen to them, like, these are the things they actually say. And unfortunately, I think there's people listening to that. So we need to combat that. And how do we do that? We make sure that if I have openings, and I have tons of openings, we have good patriotic Americans in there just watching to see what happens, watching to make sure that if someone comes in a polling place and says that they already voted by mail or they got a mail ballot and they lost it, that they're not allowed to vote on the machine. It's as simple as that. There's rules that need to be followed. But we cannot have all of these polling places run by Democrats when we know that Democrats don't want Trump to win and they want Biden to win. Why would we allow that to happen? And this is the chance. Go to protectthevote.com and put in your information, and we are placing people. We're going to give you trainings. We have trainings that we offer several times a week, and we want people in those polling places. I can't be everywhere. I'll be in election court.
I hear you. Linda, thank you. Thanks so much. We'll do this again several times.
Okay. And, you know, Dan, what time does he have to be at work? Because the polls open at 6:30, so maybe he could
pull Oh, man, 6:30. You don't want to see Dan rolling out at 10 o'clock. Yeah, first of all, you have to provide Gold Bond for his hair and multiple hats to hide that hair.
Since we opened up this door, how about
Okay, yeah. I don't need all these high maintenance people. I need people who are willing to just go in and watch the voting.
He's a diva.
I'm not telling you anything.
That day. Come on.
Yeah.
So, Linda, right. Where's the moot court debate stand? Yeah. Are we still doing that?
I'm waiting to hear from you guys.
All right.
I mean, But Dom, you're going to be in trouble because you're really getting me angry with this. Now you're talking bad about Elvis. You're talking bad about Notre Dame. I don't think you want to see the wrath of Linda. So you
That's
better
a great
be afraid.
Debate topic whether or not Elvis is overrated.
I didn't say that. I said Rudy was. Rudy,
I know,
not
but
Elvis.
You, well, Rudy, too. Yeah, that's a great one as well.
Yes. All right. We're working up for you. We got people
gravy.
On this. Thanks, Linda. Have a nice weekend.
Thank you so much. All right. Take care.
Linda Kearns. All right. So that's one way. Scott Presler I had on the show this week, too. You know about people that are in non-swing states, what they're doing to try to work into this. That's the question. Are people going to be inspired enough by this? The fundraising is one indicator. It's approaching or is over $35 million just since yesterday. I didn't get the final tally at this point. Or is the tag going to work on people out in the suburbs? And I already told several people. You have to tell me, you're having conversations with people. Let's play the montage, Dan. And the key line in the montage is the end. It's only 34 seconds. This is the media using the tag on Trump. And I'm not sure. I think it's an MSNBC guy. At the end, what he says about Trump now.
Donald Trump is a convicted felon.
A convicted felon. Convicted felon.
A convicted felon.
A convicted felon.
Convicted felon. Convicted felon.
A convicted felon.
A convicted felon.
Convicted as a felon.
Convicted felon.
He is now a convicted felon.
Convicted felon.
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 Is that a picture that they're going to be proud to show their grandkids someday? That they're standing behind a convicted felon?
Who is that, Dan? Did you know when you're putting, okay. That's the type of thing you're going to hear. And these people in the suburbs, you have to realize it works on some of them.
I do think Art Garfunkel is in there. I know that's just that person on MSNBC that looks like
yeah, yeah. But that thing at the end, are you going to be prepared to show your grandkids, hey, well, you're standing with that guy who was a convicted felon. It was Hitler. Why were you in that picture, Grandma? This is what they're playing with. I know you think you can dismiss it. Again, it's a game of inches. What's the punishment for this, for what they're trying to gain? Well, $35 million raised already. It'll probably go over by the weekend to 50 plus. That helps. But it's stuff like Linda Kearns, Scott Presler that people are doing that will also help. And I was hoping for a pivot from Trump. Come on, give it to me. Mail-in balloting, we have to win. Look at what they've done. You don't know how it pains me to say this, but I've looked at it, talked to Scott Presler and these others, and we see this is the only way we're going to win. Please, just do it. Dan, this if there was ever a moment to do it, it'd be right now. To do it right now. You want to do something, bank your vote, and then get other people to bank their votes. That's how we're going to beat them. I don't understand on it. I know it's hard, but Trump is the master of the pivot. He could do that. He could do it in this moment and saying, if you really want to save this country, look at what I'm putting on the line. I need you to do that as soon as you can. Early voting, harvesting in states that allow it, and mail-in ballot. Nobody's going to turn on them because of that. All right. Lines are 855-839-1210. Something that a robot or AI can't do that a human can do well on driverless car day. Where are we with driverless cars? Good. We haven't had any reports of what's happened down at the Navy Yard with the driverless shuttle bus, thank God. But I'm not sure if it's off base or not yet. All right, we're going to talk after your calls with Keith Hartzell, new councilman, our guy for years in Ocean City. They had the big meeting yesterday, and a couple things came out of that. I think the report was, Dan, 1,300 just in that one night curbside warnings in Ocean City. That's where the cop says, yo, come on, you can't be doing this, move along, right? None of those worked. And where did the people that allegedly were stabbing each other, what town did they come from? Here to Linda Kearns' point, one of my all-time favorites, Michael Brushlos. One of those historians that advise Biden, listen to what he called President Trump.
Typical bombastic language, Michael, from Donald Trump. But give us a fact check, a reality check on his use of the word fascist and its history.
Well, fascist, the meaning of the word fascist is a militaristic government that goes after minority groups, that uses the power of the government to intimidate the enemies of the fascist dictator, as we saw in Mussolini's Italy. Donald Trump all of his life has had this technique of calling other people what people are calling him. So I think that's what's going on here. But at the same time, if you just look at that as that speech as a sign of his fitness to govern, it reminded me a little bit of Richard Nixon's last press conference, November 1962, lost governorship of California, gave this rambling, grievance-filled speech, which climaxed with the statement, "You will not have Nixon to kick around anymore." This is a leader who has tried to project strength and effectiveness and showed almost anything but during that speech.
All right, so Mussolini, he didn't go Hitler, he went Mussolini. Linda Kearns is right. If they think that, and it's going to be close, let's say it's really close in Pennsylvania, what might some of these Democrats do? Well, we saw what they did in 2020.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
We had a DA who was a failed DA. Crime is rampant in New York, violent crime. That's what he's really supposed to be looking at. Crime is rampant in New York. Yesterday in McDonald's, you had a man hitting him up with machetes, a machete. Whoever can imagine even a machete being wielded in a store, in a place where they're eating, and he's going rampant. And Bragg is down watching a trial on what they call crimes.
All right, Trump is musing there. I condone the use of the word machete there three times. And people hear that, Dan, they always perk up. I told you, Trump picked up on it. He was listening. McDonald's there in Times Square, guys, machete attack. Alvin Bragg and the people, hey, people in Wisconsin and Manhattan, stop complaining about violent crime.
With machetes, a machete. Whoever can imagine even a machete being wielded
Where do these guys get machetes all the time from? Are they coming across the border with them or something? Yeah, don't complain about rapes and murder and carjackings and everything else in New York. Alvin Bragg did his job. That's all you want. You don't want Trump there. So if your kid gets killed because of Alvin Bragg, Larry Krasner, that's okay. You stop Mussolini. It's worth it. All right, let's go to Doug in Burlington. Hey, Doug, afternoon. Go right ahead. Yo, Doug. I thought he had a pretty good one. All right, our side question today, driverless car day, something that a robot will not be able to top a human being for. Dan and I looked it up, and Dan's job is almost impossible to be replaced by robots. Is that correct, Dan?
Yeah, it's the time. Sorry about that. Time magazine actually has a whole thing, an interactive page where you can pretty much ask, will a robot take my job? And it has what seems like every occupation. And I threw my job in there, producer/director, which is a very nice title I'd like to give myself as well. Director of the Dom Giordano program. 13% of my job can be done by a robot, but 86%. My job is safer than 86% of jobs. I'm safe, it says. I feel nice.
All right. How about talk show host?
Talk show host is, radio and television announcer. That fits you, right?
Yes.
20% of your job can be done by a robot, but your job is safer than 74.1%, so you are deemed safe. Tasks a robot can do as a announcer, maintain logs of production activities, operate communications, transmissions, broadcasting equipment, operate control consoles for sound, lighting, or video. That sounds like my job, to be honest. Tasks a robot can do, coordinate logistics for production or events, host events, perform for recordings, promote products, activities, organizations, report news to the public, and there's much more that they can't do.
All right, are we going to see some robot coming on, Action News, Channel 10, tonight's news brought to you by that? They just put a cardboard figure there, and the AI tells you what the news is.
So I just put in a random one. How about a school bus driver, Dom? You may not be safe. 78% of your job can be done by a robot.
That's going to be the test, Dan. These people that say driverless cars, I want to see if their kiddies are going off to school and they have a driverless school bus. Are we going to see that? Well, it's less trouble. You don't have to worry about sick days and everything else. All right, let's go to Marilyn in Delaware on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Marilyn, welcome in.
Hello, Dom. Please don't hang up on me this time.
All right. I will try to.
The car starts that way.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Yes.
Okay. Hitchbot. Remember him like 5 years ago? A robot cannot make it through North Philly.
Oh, that's right. That is a great one. Yes, it made it across the country. Then suddenly,
it got
beheaded
Philly.
Here. Yeah, Dan, that's a pretty good one.
I know. That's why I'm from Philly.
All right, Marilyn, I got you. Thank you very much. President Biden is. Oh man, I see the new Trump flag, Dan. If this is at the beach, it says Trump 1776, 2024, or death. Oh man, and it's huge. It's about as big as my studio. Are they going to be flying that in Wildwood and North Wildwood this summer? It's huge. All right, President Biden's going to deliver some remarks. Is he going to drop, first time we hear presidentially, convicted felon Donald Trump? He calls him that guy. All right, we'll see. All right, Marilyn, that is a very good one, though. We'll put that one down. And coming up, we're going to talk with Keith Hartzell. Our eye was on Ocean City yesterday. It's amazing what happened there. And I also found out that the last time we had Chitterelli versus Murphy, the second biggest police union in the state, the FOP, did not endorse. They stood down. That's what the cops ought to do, because if they ever endorse Murphy, I have no sympathy for you. All right, here are the phone lines. 855-839-1210. What are you prepared to do on this? Is it something you are willing to do? You heard Linda Kearns. You've heard Scott Presler. It's out there to win. This radio station, our listeners, can win Pennsylvania. Think about that. And you know how I'm convinced if you win Pennsylvania, you win the presidency. That's going to happen. Whoever wins Pennsylvania is going to be president. And this station is a big, big part of determining who wins Pennsylvania. Arguably, the most important thing that's going to happen over the next 20 years. right here. Keith, welcome in, and thanks very much for being there yesterday. A couple of takeaways, and then you tell me anything else that I'm missing. I think they divulged that the people who allegedly were involved in the stabbing came from Atlantic City, Mays Landing, and Pleasantville, and they were duking it out, something to that effect on social media, and for some reason thought, though, let's go to Ocean City and do this?
Yeah, Don, that's correct. And this is not unusual, and I can tell you, I go back to my childhood a couple of times when groups of guys that I knew wanted to duke it out. I think I'm past the statute of limitations. We used to go to the Bucks County Mall in Feastonville because it wasn't crowded. So this is something that's gone on for a long time. These are people that knew each other. I wouldn't say they were any kind of organized group of people, just a group of people that knew one another. We were pleased that none of them were from Ocean City, obviously. They made 7 arrests. They have not made an arrest yet on the perpetrator, but they're in the process of investigating, and they've been looking at films and doing all the things that they need to do. I feel confident they'll finally catch up with the person, but as you know, a lot of times they have a no-snitch thing, so it takes a little while to question people, look at tape, and kind of zero in on the person that you think it was. So that's kind of where we're at. Now, what I really liked about the press conference was our police chief is new. I couldn't be happier. He's the 4th chief I'm going to serve under, and I think he got the best of the previous 3 chiefs. And I can tell you this. So the night of the incident and the 2 nights after that, he was on the boardwalk every night, you know, not in his dress blues, but in his regular police uniform. So he's very involved in being on the boardwalk. That made me feel very, very, very good.
But, Keith, here's the thing. I'm sorry to interrupt. Here's the thing I want to know, though.
Go.
Given that they're hamstrung by Murphy, and I know they're trying to push back and do something, what can you tell people coming to Ocean City this weekend and down the road, the other short towns by extension? What's going to be new that they're going to do, given how difficult it is for the cops?
Okay, so we have another 24 special class officers, mainly 2s, that can carry guns coming in. And the tactic will be to swarm these kids. So, and some of these kids have some identifying features of things that they wear that will make it easier for us to do that. It will be all hands on deck. The chief will be up there the majority of the time supervising, making sure that everybody's aware of what they need to do. We're going to use a heavier presence on social media, checking social media. We do that. We're going to step that up. There also will be use of drones as well. So, and all this is stuff that we've done, but this will be done even to a greater extent. I feel very confident that this chief has the manpower. And I asked him specifically afterwards, do you have the manpower? Because we have an excellent relationship with the state police. We'll be more than glad to come over. He said, no, that tactically they're ready to go because they've got more officers coming in for this weekend. So I feel 100% positive that we're going to be able to get through this thing. I think the thing with Murphy is a longer extension of the problem. But, and I'm going to say this every time we speak about it, this will not be isolated to Ocean City. Wherever these kids can go, wherever there's a town square, a mall, mm-hmm. a shopping center, they're going to go to. Okay, they're not just going to keep coming to Ocean City. I mean, we're going to make sure they don't. We're going to make them feel as uncomfortable as we can. We are going to swarm them when we see them in groups. And that generally moves them to another location. So we'll get them out of Ocean City. The problem is it's not over because they're going to go somewhere else, Dom. So that's where Murphy comes in. And the fact that he downplayed it over the weekend, it's not even incompetence at this point. I don't know what the heck he's thinking. You don't downplay this kind of activity. You say, I'm going to stop it. He's allowing it to happen. It's going to happen in other places. This is a problem of him, not necessarily each location. The shore locations, they're going to button up like crazy. But then again, those kids will go somewhere else. It's not going to stop. That's the whole thing because there's no consequences. if they're smoking a joint and they see a cop walk up, they can put it in their pocket and nothing can be done. They can pour the beer out before the cop gets there. Then they can smart mouth the cop and nothing's going to happen. So from that standpoint, that's the root cause problem. I know people don't want to hear the root cause, but that's the thing that still is going to have to happen. And, I talked to Lenny Desiderio afterwards. He's our board chief of the county commissioners, as well as CIO mayor. And they're going to be working hard with the 16 mayors here in Cape May County, along with our assembly people and Senator Testa, to really start to put pressure on this thing. And it's going to have to get it's going to have to be a fight. It's going to have to be a real PR public fight, I think, to get Murphy to recognize what he's done here. And I say this all the time, but whatever group of people he thinks he's helping, I don't think he's helping anybody. Because let's just say that some minorities were unfairly treated under this law. The fact is now they can all get away with it with everybody else getting away with it. That doesn't make sense. Go back and figure out how people were unfairly treated and fix that. Don't create a crime wave. They do this all the time. Every time they go to solve a problem, they make it worse. You have to think now they do it on purpose. They just can't be that dumb. They do it on purpose. I don't know why. How he sleeps at night, I don't know. Because once you tell kids you can do anything you want and there's no consequences, Tom, what do you expect the result to be? They're going to say, oh, that's okay. I'm still going to be nice about it.
And Keith, out of this, the most that I got, my own gut instinct, you're good enough to come on a Memorial Day. It's not even the stabbing and some of that stuff. It's those kids in one of the places you manage, you're at, with the candy, standing there just eating candy in front of you. You know, Keith, it's like it's like homicide in Philadelphia. To get through it, people put it in the back of their mind. But when they see people blatantly saying, I'm just going to come in and steal thousands of dollars of stuff, they go nuts, and rightfully so. I wanted to drive down to Ocean City and say, where's that kid with the candy? I want to see him this weekend. You know, more than even the other stuff that went on.
I know, and it's the lack of respect because, so I get him out of the store. You know, I still got some chutzpah in me, so I get him out of the store, and then he stands in the doorway, and I said, well, he can't stand in that doorway because we own another 5 feet out. So then he stands another 5 feet out.
And
you know what I mean? So then the police chief was there because he pretty much was up the boardwalk because this was past, you know, past the event. And he said, you need some help? I said, sure. So, you know, there's a lot of presence that will be up there now. And we're just not going to put up with it. And all the merchants know it now. We have to be aware of what's going on around us. We have to be looking. And when we see something, we need to make that call immediately. If we see a big group of kids that we don't feel comfortable about, it's not going to matter what they're doing or not doing at that point. It's what they could do. And we're going to make sure the police know where some of these groups are, and we're going to work very tightly with them. And I think all the merchants feel that we're going to coordinate together. And I'll be out in front of the store lot as well, assessing the situation and, you know, and letting the chief know. I can get him on the phone directly.
Gotcha.
You know, letting him know what's going on. This guy's great. I've never been happier with the chief right now. He's the right guy at the right time. He's taking it serious. There's no woke in him. I don't know what his politics are, but he's about getting this thing done. And he will use every trick in the book and every tool that he has to do this. And there certainly are tools, you know, that we can use. There's a noise ordinance and there's public nuisance. And there's other things that we can have at our disposal that we'll use because these kids, they'll do and say just about anything. So what they don't understand is they might be able to drink and smoke, but some other stuff that they can't do. And
well
that's
put,
the stuff
well
that we'll go after.
All right. Well, Keith, have a great and safe and prosperous weekend, and we'll catch up with you soon. Oh, by the way, you have a new book out for a good cause. Can you tell us quickly about that? What's the book?
It's called Nothing But Gratitude. After I lost the mayor's race, I wrote a book about my experiences in Ocean City. It's 84 inspirational stories, including a guy that was dying of cancer when I knocked on his door and gave me his testimony. And I got my hands and knees and prayed to the Lord, you know, to help me get through things I was going through because this guy was dying. I was worried about election. I can say to you very quickly, it was so intense that I suffer from depression. I've never had another episode since. And that's what the book's about, following God's will, Every time I fought God's will, it didn't go well. Every time I took God's will, it did. You lose an election, it's no big deal. God's with you. He's always with you, and that's what the book's about. Nothing but gratitude.
All right, well, bring it with you to Mulligan's on the 21st, Keith. Bring a bunch of books there, please. I'll buy one.
I absolutely will. Thank you, Don.
Thanks,
God bless you for everything you do. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts getting our story out, Don. We really do. We love you.
Thank you, Keith. Thanks very much. Mulligan's on the 21st, Dan. Thanks for reminding me. What's the charity for?
Yeah, so it's Nothing But Gratitude, Reflections on My Life in Ocean City, available on Amazon. And actually, all proceeds go to the Ocean City Tabernacle Baptist Church.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He is Mr. Ocean City. All right, so we'll see what happens this weekend. It's Murphy. It's progressivism again. Drones on Ocean City's boardwalk. It's like, you know, I do hope they use the other things that they have available to them. All right. I guess it's no Dan time. It's a Friday, right? I don't know if anything's cropped up. I saw the scores of what people sent me. It was about a 9.8 Dan time the other day.
Wow.
Yes. It was shocking. Yes. Not a 10, but it was pretty close. All right, 855-839-1210. Side question today, something that a robot is never going to be able to beat a human at. 2:30, Kane. First time we had this guy on, Dan, we put up that interview. My God, it was incredible, the response. Glenn Jacobs, he is a, no, thumbs up. Thumbs up. No. He is a legend in wrestling, and he yesterday talked about, hey, people think wrestling's fixed. Maybe Alvin Bragg should be in the WWE. Maybe Judge Marchand. I don't know if they have a takeoff character there due to the Trump connection. Yeah.
It's like Eric Bischoff.
Yeah, that's right. The president telling us of how we should react to this verdict.
And it's reckless. It's dangerous. It's irresponsible for anyone to say this was rigged just because they don't like the verdict. Our justice system has endured for nearly 250 years. And it literally is the cornerstone of America, our justice system. The justice system should be respected, and we should never allow anyone to tear it down.
Look in the mirror.
It's as simple as that. That's America. That's who we are.
All right. It's maddening, isn't it? That's okay. Get your bibs ready. All wearing bibs on Monday for the saliva drip as Hunter Biden's jury is chosen. I think this is the gun case first. The tax case comes later. What's the maximum for Hunter Biden for a life of privilege and sheer recklessness? But now, even questioning this, Biden said, well, Trump was given the opportunity to defend himself here. What more can you ask for? It's reckless, I tells you. Reckless. Okay. All right. Thank God November 5th is not that far away, but it's far away enough to organize and to be ready to go. We need to hear maybe once a day, Dan, that inspirational leader, Sean Connery. What are you prepared to do? Particularly when he lies bleeding. And he's holding up when the train's coming in, the last words to Costner's character, to Elliot Ness. What are you prepared to do? This election is, you know, it's always personal with me. I have to admit, people like to say it's business. Now, I take all this stuff. I see a moron like Joe Biden, and it's personal.
What are you prepared to do?
Yeah. The whole Chicago way, yeah. That's how we're...
Everything within the law.
And then what are you going to do? If you open the ball on these people, Mr. Nash, you must be prepared to go all the way. Because they won't give up the fight until one of you is dead.
All right. So with President Biden here today saying you cannot, you're reckless, you cannot be questioning this stuff. That's America. That's the American system. I wonder how many times Biden and mostly the Democrat Party always tells us how biased, how racially discriminatory the justice system is. That's all Larry Krasner said.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Keith, welcome in, and thanks very much for being there yesterday. A couple of takeaways, and then you tell me anything else that I'm missing. I think they divulged that the people who allegedly were involved in the stabbing came from Atlantic City, Mays Landing, and Pleasantville, and they were duking it out, something to that effect on social media, and for some reason thought, though, let's go to Ocean City and do this?
Yeah, Don, that's correct. And that, this is not unusual, and I can tell you, I go back to my childhood a couple of times when groups of guys that I knew wanted to duke it out. I think I'm past the statute of limitations. We used to go to the Bucks County Mall in Feasterville because it wasn't crowded. So this is something that's going on for a long time. These are people that knew each other. I wouldn't say they were any kind of organized group of people, just a group of people that knew one another. We were pleased that none of them were from Ocean City, obviously. They made 7 arrests. They have not made an arrest yet on the perpetrator, but they're in the process of investigating, and they've been looking at films and doing all the things that they need to do. I feel confident they'll finally catch up with the person, but as you know, a lot of times they have a new, no snitch thing, so it takes a little while to question people, look at tape, and kind of zero in on the person that you think it was. So that's kind of where we're at. Now, what I really liked about the press conference was our police chief is new. I couldn't be happier. He's the 4th chief I'm going to serve under, and I think he got the best of the previous 3 chiefs. And I can tell you this. So the night of the incident and the 2 nights after that, he was on the boardwalk every night, you know, not in his dress blues, but in his regular police uniform. So he's very involved in being on the boardwalk. That made me feel very, very, very good.
But, Keith, here's the thing. I'm sorry to interrupt. Here's the thing I want to know, though.
Go.
Given that they're hamstrung by Murphy, and I know they're trying to push back and do something, what can you tell people coming to Ocean City this weekend and down the road, the other short towns by extension? What's going to be new that they're going to do, given how difficult it is for the cops?
Okay, so we have another 24 special class officers, mainly 2s, that can carry guns coming in. And the tactic will be, to swarm these kids. So, and some of these kids have some identifying features of things that they wear that will make it easier for us to do that. It will be all hands on deck. The chief will be up there the majority of the time supervising, making sure that everybody's aware of what they need to do. We're going to use a heavier presence on social media, checking social media. We do that. We're going to step that up. There also will be use of drones as well. So, and all this is stuff that we've done, but this will be done even to a greater extent. I feel very confident that this chief has the manpower. And I asked him specifically afterwards, do you have the manpower? Because we have an excellent relationship with the state police, who'll be more than glad to come over. He said, no, that tactically they're ready to go because they've got more officers coming in for this weekend. So I feel 100% positive that we're going to be able to get through this thing. I think the thing with Murphy is a longer extension of the problem. But, and I'm going to say this every time we speak about it, this will not be isolated to Ocean City. Wherever these kids can go, wherever there's a town square, a mall, mm-hmm. a shopping center, they're going to go to. Okay, they're not just going to keep coming to Ocean City. I mean, we're going to make sure they don't. We're going to make them feel as uncomfortable as we can. We are going to swarm them when we see them in groups. And that generally moves them to another location. So we'll get them out of Ocean City. The problem is it's not over because they're going to go somewhere else, Dom. So that's where Murphy comes in. And the fact that he downplayed it over the weekend, it's not even incompetence at this point. I don't know what the heck he's thinking. You don't downplay this kind of activity. You say, I'm going to stop it. He's allowing it to happen. It's going to happen in other places. This is a problem of him, not necessarily each location. The shore locations, they're going to button up like crazy. But then again, those kids will go somewhere else. It's not going to stop. That's the whole thing, because there's no consequences. If they're smoking a joint and they see a cop walk up, they can put it in their pocket and nothing can be done. They can pour the beer out before the cop gets there. Then they can smart mouth the cop and nothing's going to happen. So from that standpoint, that's the root cause problem. I know people don't want to hear the root cause, but that's the thing that still is going to have to happen. And I talked to Lenny Desiderio afterwards. He's our board chief of the county commissioners, as well as Seattle mayor. And they're going to be working hard with the 16 mayors here in Cape May County, along with our assembly people and Senator Testa, to really start to put pressure on this thing. And it's going to have to get it's going to have to be a fight. It's going to have to be a real PR public fight, I think, to get Murphy to recognize what he's done here. And I say this all the time, but whatever group of people he thinks he's helping, I don't think he's helping anybody. Because let's just say that some minorities were unfairly treated under this law. The fact is now they can all get away with it with everybody else getting away with it. That doesn't make sense. Go back and figure out how people were unfairly treated and fix that. Don't create a crime wave. They do this all the time. Every time they go to solve a problem, they make it worse. You have to think now they do it on purpose. They just can't be that dumb. They do it on purpose. I don't know why. Only how he sleeps at night, I don't know. Because once you tell kids you can do anything you want and there's no consequences, Tom, what do you expect the result to be? They're going to say, oh, that's okay. I'm still going to be nice about it.
And Keith, out of this, the most that I got, my own gut instinct, you're good enough to come on Memorial Day. It's not even the stabbing and some of that stuff. It's those kids in one of the places you manage, you're at, with the candy, standing there just eating candy in front of you. You know, Keith, it's like homicide in Philadelphia. To get through it, people put it in the back of their mind. But when they see people blatantly saying, I'm just going to come in and steal thousands of dollars of stuff, they go nuts, and rightfully so. I wanted to drive down to Ocean City and say, where's that kid with the candy? I want to see him this weekend. You know, more than even the other stuff that went on.
I know, and it's the lack of respect, because so I get him out of the store. You know, I still got some chutzpah in me, so I get him out of the store, and then he stands in the doorway, and I said, well, you can't stand in that doorway because we own another 5 feet out. So then he stands another 5 feet out.
God.
And you know what I mean? So then the police chief was there because he pretty much was up the boardwalk, because this was past the event. And he said, you need some help? I said, sure. So, you know, there's a lot of presents that will be up there now. And we're just not going to put up with it. And all the merchants know it now. We have to be aware of what's going on around us. We have to be looking. And when we see something, we need to make that call immediately. If we see a big group of kids that we don't feel comfortable about, it's not going to matter what they're doing or not doing at that point. It's what they could do. And we're going to make sure the police know where some of these groups are, and we're going to work very tightly with them. And I think all the merchants feel that we're going to coordinate together. And I'll be out in front of the store lot as well, assessing the situation and letting the chief know. I can get him on the phone directly.
Gotcha.
You know, letting him know what's going on. This guy's great. I've never been happier with the chief right now. He's the right guy at the right time. He's taking it serious. There's no woke in him. I don't know what his politics are, but he's about getting this thing done. And he will use every trick in the book and every tool that he has to do this. And there certainly are tools, you know, that we can use. There's a noise ordinance and there's public nuisance. And there's other things that we can have at our disposal that we'll use, because these kids, they'll do and say just about anything. So what they don't understand is they might be able to drink and smoke, but some other stuff that they can't do. And
well
that's
put,
the stuff
well
that
put.
We'll go after.
All right. Well, Keith, have a great and safe and prosperous weekend, and we'll catch up with you soon. Oh, by the way, you have a new book out for a good cause. Can you tell us quickly about that? What's the book?
It's called Nothing But Gratitude. After I lost the mayor's race, I wrote a book about my experiences in Ocean City. It's 84 inspirational stories, including a guy that was dying of cancer when I knocked on his door and gave me his testimony. And I got my hands and knees and prayed to the Lord, to help me get through things I was going through, because this guy was dying. I was worried about election. I can say to you very quickly, it was so intense that I suffer from depression. I've never had another episode since. And that's what the book's about, following God's will. Every time I fought God's will, it didn't go well. Every time I took God's will, it did. You lose an election, it's no big deal. God's with you. He's always with you, and that's what the book's about. Nothing but gratitude.
All right, well, bring it with you to Mulligan's on the 21st, Keith. Bring a bunch of books there, please. I'll buy one.
I absolutely will. Thank you, Don.
Thanks,
God bless
Keith.
You for everything you do. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts getting our story out, Don. We really do. We love you.
Thank you, Keith. Thanks very much. Mulligan's on the 21st, Dan. Thanks for reminding me. What's the charity for?
Yeah, so it's Nothing But Gratitude, Reflections on My Life in Ocean City, available on Amazon, and actually all proceeds go to the Ocean City Tabernacle Baptist Church.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He is Mr. Ocean City. All right, so we'll see what happens this weekend. It's Murphy. It's progressivism again. Drones on Ocean City's boardwalk. It's like, you know, I do hope they use the other things that they have available to them. All right, I guess it's no Dan time. It's a Friday, right? I don't know if anything's cropped up. I saw the scores of what people sent me. It was about a 9.8 Dan time the other day.
Wow.
Yes, it was shocking. Yes, not a 10, but it was pretty close. All right, 855-839-1210. Side question today. Something that a robot is never going to be able to beat a human at. 2:30, Kane. First time we had this guy on, Dan, we put up that interview. My God, it was incredible, the response. Glenn Jacobs, he is a, no, thumbs up. Thumbs up. No. He is a legend in wrestling, and he yesterday talked about, hey, people think wrestling's fixed. Maybe Alvin Bragg should be in the WWE. Maybe Judge Marchand. I don't know if they have a takeoff character there. Do the Trump connection. Yeah.
It's like Eric Bischoff.
Yeah, that's right. The president telling us of how we should react to this verdict.
And it's reckless. It's dangerous. It's irresponsible for anyone to say this was rigged just because they don't like the verdict. Our justice system has endured for nearly 250 years. And it literally is the cornerstone of America, our justice system. The justice system should be respected, and we should never allow anyone to tear it down.
Look in the mirror.
It's as simple as that. That's America. That's who we are.
All right. It's maddening, isn't it? That's okay. Get your bibs ready. All wearing bibs on Monday for the saliva drip as Hunter Biden's jury is chosen. I think this is the gun case first. The tax case comes later. What's the maximum for Hunter Biden, for a life of privilege and sheer recklessness? But now, even questioning this, Biden said, well, Trump was given the opportunity to defend himself here. What more can you ask for? It's reckless, I tells you. Reckless. Okay. All right. Thank God November 5th is not that far away, but it's far away enough to organize and to be ready to go. We need to hear maybe once a day, Dan, that inspirational leader, Sean Connery. What are you prepared to do? Particularly when he lies bleeding and he's holding up when the train's coming in. The last words to Costner's character, to Elliot Ness. What are you prepared to do? This election is, you know, it's always personal with me. I have to admit, people like to say it's business. Now, I take all this stuff. I see a moron like Joe Biden, and it's personal.
What are you prepared to do?
Yeah. The whole Chicago way, yeah. That's what
we're... Everything within the law. And then what are you prepared to do? If you open the ball on these people, Mr. Nash, you must be prepared to go all the way. Because they won't give up the fight until one of you is dead.
All right. So with President Biden here today saying you cannot, you're reckless, you cannot be questioning this stuff. That's America. That's the American system. I wonder how many times Biden and mostly the Democrat Party always tells us how biased, how racially discriminatory the justice system is. That's all Larry Krasner says. We hear that time after time after time. How many innocent people are put in jail? But it's the idea now of saying that this is something you can't even complain about, something you can't question with specifics. That's reckless. That's reckless. Just accept it and go off to jail. Why don't you drop out then and we'll drop these charges? All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Doug in Burlington. So, Doug, what is it that a robot will never be able to exhibit?
Okay, a robot would never be able to exhibit human courage. And I'll give you four quick examples of that. One is the men that stormed the beaches of Normandy and the men that fought the battles in Korea and the men that fought battles in Vietnam. And the other one is President Trump, who's willing to go to prison for the love of his country.
Well put, Doug. Thank you. Absolutely. That is rare courage, except for the Trump part. We don't...
I don't know about Doug's answer.
Okay.
Doug seems like a nice guy, and it's a fantastically heartwarming answer. But I, with robots who don't have any will, if you just know, gear them up towards the beach in Normandy, they don't have any desire not to be courageous, right?
Well, but they're not courageous. They can't have courage. They're just doing it. That's not courage, though.
You're right. You know what?
Yeah, that's what I think you said.
Yeah, you're right.
Except for the Terminator. That was the whole thing.
Well, that's what I thought. It was like a bunch of Terminators walking
around. Yeah, but the Terminator 2, where he takes one for the team and dies for the boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why it's such a moment.
It is.
You're right.
It is incredible.
You know, good answer, then. Good answer.
Good answer from him. All right. Hector in Camden. Hector, good afternoon. You seem to think Trump and Hitler are alike, Hector. What's going on over in Camden there?
Thank you for taking my phone call. Yeah, there's a lot of similarities. For example, in 1925, Adolf Hitler said in Mein Kampf, Chapter 10 on propaganda, if you want the masses to believe a lie, it has to be a big lie. And that's what Trump did in 2016. He said he was going to build a wall in the southern border with Mexico and force Mexico to pay for it. He didn't do any of that. And
that's not true. He did build some of the wall, but did he stop building it or was he stopped from building it?
Well, the Republicans control the legislative branch and the executive branch. They had the power to create the laws because there's no federal law that says you have to build a wall. That law has to be created by the legislative branch, which Trump controlled in 2017.
No, the Republicans didn't have the ability to do that. They built what they could, but they ran out of time and funding with it. Thanks, Hector. All right. So, again, Linda Kern's making this point. If you have people that believe here in Pennsylvania that Trump is Hitler, Mussolini, or something like that, the temptation already here in Philadelphia to cheat, that's why they have the reputation, is there. It's going to be a very close election. That's why we need as many people as we can to watch the polls, to watch the count when those votes come in, particularly in Philadelphia. All right, big 2 o'clock hour. Kane himself, Glenn Jacobs, the mayor of Knox County, right? Not Knoxville.
No, the entire county, Knox County.
Mayor Knox, of Knox County. County. Yeah, mayor of Knox County in Tennessee. He'll be with us. We saw this morning that he got a lot of coverage by comparing what happened here to what's always claimed about big time wrestling. Which one is more predictable with Judge Marchand and the boys in New York?
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.